Good morning, Doxa. Welcome to Praying the Psalms, a daily podcast from Doxa Church here in Madison, Wisconsin. As the church finds itself isolated physically, we're reading, studying, and praying the Psalms to join ourselves together spiritually. We want to slow down, get a bigger picture of God and a clearer picture of ourselves. And most of all, we want to join ourselves together around the throne of Jesus, who's joined himself to us. Today, we're going to be in Psalm 124. So if you haven't yet, take a minute and read that. Psalm 124 is a short and simple psalm, but a really beautiful psalm that basically has two parts. It's a call for the people to confess God's deliverance and a blessing on the Lord for his deliverance. It's really short and sweet, so I'll read it for us to start here. Starting in verse 1, Psalm 124, it says, "If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." So to start, I just want to kind of observe what the psalmist is thinking through in their original context here, and then connect that to us today as 21st century Christians. So Psalm 124, you can probably actually see it underneath the title of the psalm in your Bible. It was a song of ascents. And so the people of God would sing this psalm and the others around it on their way up to Jerusalem and specifically up to the temple. And this psalm specifically, they're kind of replaying for themselves and confessing to each other and to God how much God has provided for them, and specifically just the blessing that they have because God had their backs in the past, and a confession that they would not be where they are had God not had their backs in the past. As we read, "They would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us." The original hearers would have no doubt thought of Egypt, of the surrounding nations, the Philistines, all of the foreign nations that sought to destroy Israel and destroy God's people. The flood would have engulfed us, a reference to either the crossing of the Red Sea or the flood, or just metaphor for life would have just completely taken us out. All to say, praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. And so they're confessing, look at everything that has happened in our people's past, and we can't credit that to anyone but God himself. And it seems that they intentionally use this term, Lord. You can probably see it's in all small caps in your Bible. And it's this specific reference to not just an abstract God, but the God who made a covenant with them, the Yahweh God, who they are in a covenant relationship with. Just emphasizing even more that God is for us, God is on our side. Now, we could stop there, and that principle alone would be enough to meditate on. But to really connect this to us, I want to pair this with another passage. Maybe you thought of it as I was reading out loud. In Romans 8, starting in verse 31, it says this: "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he also not with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. If God is for us, who can be against us? I think it would be appropriate today to dwell on this psalm and dwell on God being for us, God being on our side. Out of his compassion and love and grace, not because we deserved it, but as Romans also says, while we were still sinning against him, Christ died for us. And now anyone who's in Christ can't be separated from the love of God. Nothing in all of creation, nothing could ever destroy you and keep you from God, not even your own self, because aren't you a part of creation? So dwell on that today. Praise God. Thank him. Confess you never would have made it to salvation, to perfect relationship with him, if he didn't come in and save us. And thank him that he loves us so much that he'd want to be on our side, fighting on our behalf, and taking our sin and guilt upon his shoulders. Dear Jesus, we thank you. It's a divine mystery that you would love us so much and desire relationship with us, God. And I pray, God, that, you know, the typical Sunday school, vacation Bible school answers would not become, you know, just things that we say. You know, it's just, we know it's the right answer, Jesus, God, Bible, pray. But that we would really dwell on it and really think in awe, in fear, in admiration, God. If the Lord had not been on our side, what would we have done? What would we have done about our sin? What would we have done about our depraved life living against the grain of God's design? What would we have done? And we just confess, God, that the simple answer is nothing. We maybe would have, you know, given it the old college try to live a good moral life. God, maybe there would have been some overlap because of your common grace with what we could figure out and what you desire, God. But we confess, God, we wouldn't have, at the end of the day, been able to save ourselves from our sin, from the judgment for our sin, or from the consequences of our sin, God. And we thank you, Jesus, that you took that for us. And not just, you know, so that we can have a clean slate and get out there and try again, God, but that we could have your slate, Jesus, that we could be endowed with your righteousness, and not just, you know, for the sake of that being the end point, God, but for that being the start of the new creation, that today anyone who places their trust in you, Jesus, can have new life. Not just that they have an inheritance waiting for them in heaven, though that is true, God, but that we can have new life today. And I pray, God, that as we dwell on that, that that would drive us to live like we do have new life today, God. We praise you, Jesus, and we just confess once again, if Jesus had not been on our side, we would have been swallowed alive. Thank you, God, that you've not let us be torn by sin's teeth. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.